Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world and where you're listening to me. I'm really glad you're focused in today because I have some great things to share with you to be able to help achieve your goal. If you remember my other podcast that I did a few days ago about goal setting, I shared with you putting down on a piece of paper or in a book or in a spiral notebook, whatever it was that you were looking to do in terms of putting your goal down and making sure it was something that you could see daily. If you put down you wanted to sell 10 vehicles this month or 15 or 5 or 100, whatever it was as your goal, I'm going to give you 3 practical ideas that you can start using today to be able to get you where you need to be able to go. And at least review what you're doing so that you can see better practices to achieve more sales for you or your dealership. So the first one, let's roll up the sleeves here, because what I look at when I was working at dealerships on the floor in management and just working as a consultant, I'd go in and, you know, we'd always want to know, you know, how to sell or how to get more car sales or how to get more people in the dealership. Very rarely do we ever look at analyzing or look at reviewing what we didn't do. And what I mean by that is, so let's say if a person came into the dealership and you as a salesperson, if you're on the floor and the person came in and didn't buy from you, okay, do you ever examine what you did and what you didn't do? Do you ever kind of self-evaluate? So if somebody came in, they were looking for a vehicle, let's say, you know, they're looking for an SUV or a truck or whatever it might have been, and they didn't buy from you for whatever reason. Do you go back and kind of find out what things you could have done differently? What you could have done better? Did you get their contact information? Did you follow up with them? How soon did you follow up with them? Did you follow up with them in a text message? Did you follow up with them in an email? Did you follow up with them in a call? You know, did they buy from someone else? Why did they buy from someone else? You know, did they not buy from someone? So like yesterday I was at a dealership and some of the leads that come in through Facebook, for example, you might get, say, let's say, you know, 10 or 15 leads in a particular day. And when you have your BDC or Business Development Center, if you don't have that, maybe you have somebody that's solely in charge of your leads coming in, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or anything else. And how long do they work the leads? You know, do they work the leads for just a week or do they work it for a month? And then do they claim it dead? And if they claim it dead, do they follow up with them after 60 days or 90 days or whatever it might be? But I share this with you because one of the other dealerships, because this is like a 6 dealership location, one of the salespeople were working a lead that came in through Facebook and they declared it a dead lead. They had been trying to reach out to this person over like a 2 or 3 week period and they didn't respond. And how they were trying to reach out to them, I don't know if they were trying to text them or call them. It's not noted in the CRM. And that's something that you want to make sure that you're noting. How you were responding to them and how were you trying to get in contact with them. And then here the person was almost 60 days later, it was like 50 some days later, they were back in to the lead system. The same person, let's say it was Mary Smith, and I'm just, you know, using that as a generic name, or John Doe. They requested information a couple months ago. They never followed up with the sales rep. And here they were submitting another lead through Facebook. And this time they actually ended up buying. But my point for saying that is, you know, if that person, the original salesperson would have stayed in contact with them, even though, you know, they weren't responding, maybe they weren't responding because the only thing that you were doing was trying to call them. Or maybe the only thing that you were doing was texting them. Or maybe the only thing you were doing was emailing them. Were you doing all three? And maybe, you know, it's the way that you word things. I know a surefire way to email someone after so many tries, you know, have you given up on buying another vehicle? Or have you given up on, you know, getting a new car? Have you given up on getting a pre-owned car that you were looking at? And, you know, this way you're putting it out there that it's now on them because, you know, things may change And by putting it and positioning it to them, if you're familiar with Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, I would strongly recommend that book or audiobook, because he talks about saying, you know, we all hear about getting to yes and programming yes, but yes tends to put people on the defensive right away. You know, do you like drinking clean water? Yes. Do you like water that doesn't have things in it? Yes. You know, all that. And then, well, why don't you buy this water purifier? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and it puts immediately people on the defensive. But if you give them the opportunity of saying no before you go into, then all of a sudden you have more credibility. Like, for instance, is now a bad time to talk? No. Now's a good time to talk. So you give them that. And by studying some of the strategies behind psychology, you can find out different ways of approaching or having conversations with individuals that put them more at ease or more comfortable with you, which is why I say if you don't evaluate what went or what didn't go well when someone didn't buy from you, how do you know how you can improve? Because if you're constantly only selling 4 or 5 or 10 or 15 vehicles a month or 20 vehicles a month, and you're never getting any better, you have to kind of look at what you're doing and shake things up a little bit so that you can enhance what you're doing to be able to allow yourself a better opportunity for success. So that's the first tip. The second thing is, when you have someone that did buy from you, do you evaluate that? Instead of slapping high fives and everything that you just sold another vehicle, do you ever evaluate why they bought from you? What did you say? How did you communicate with them? Were you emailing them? Were you texting them? Were you giving them a call? You know, was this a person that had an accident and they just needed a vehicle right away? What was the key to the success for that sale? Because is it something that you can replicate? Did you follow up with them? How often did you follow up with them? When they bought from you, did you follow up with them after they bought from you? How did you follow up with them? Did they respond to you following up with them? Did you ask for referrals? And that's the other thing is on the other one that I was talking about, when they didn't buy from you, you know, when they bought, let's say they bought from another dealership, you know, did you still follow up with them even though you know they bought from ABC dealership down the road? Say, hey, I understand you bought from ABC dealership down the road. You know, if anything ever changes, whatever, you know, just still stand in their thought process and so that they know that you're not just about the sale, you're about them providing good customer experience, a good user experience. And that works whether you didn't sell the vehicle or you did sell the vehicle. Because, you know, when you go in, I think I shared with you about the fast food industry and Chick-fil-A. You know, I went in to a fast food restaurant. They sell roast beef, let's put it that way. And I went through the drive-through. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? And the person just looked at me and they just said, you know, it's $7.50 or whatever it was. And I'm like, hey, you guys having a good day or whatever it was. I was just striking up conversation and they just looked at me like I had 10 heads. And then I gave them my credit card and all they did was give me my bag of food. And that was it. Like, they didn't even care. They had no intention whatsoever of engaging with me at all. They never said a single word. Other than it's $7.52 or whatever it was. But where you go to Chick-fil-A, they'll be like, hey, John, you know, here's your dinner or here's your meal, blah, blah, blah. They actually treat you really well. And if you ever listen to some of my other podcasts, I mentioned about when I went into the post office, why, where we are here in Lancaster, when Chick-fil-A came in, the lines were outstanding. I mean, they were, you know, 15 minutes long just waiting to get their food. And I said, man, I don't get it. Because I went in, I thought the food was okay. I didn't think it was, you know, waiting 15 minutes in line. But the people at the post office share with me their thought. And that was because they would drive across town just to go to the Chick-fil-A because they were treated like a human being. They were treated with respect. And they actually, you know, listened and they actually got the order right. And people like being treated well. People like being treated with kindness and respect, and they like consistency. You know, there's never any issues, or I should say rarely are there ever any issues with your order. Whereas if I go to another place that's fast food, Sometimes I get my fries, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I actually had a sandwich with a bite in it. I mean, a bite, a full-on bite. I mean, what is that? So people like being treated well. So why not be that salesperson that treats their customers well, whether they purchase from you or not? Why not have that as your USP or your unique selling proposition that differentiates you from anyone else? And it's free. You know, it's just a matter of customizing. It's a matter of developing your skills. And if you're not developing your skills, if you just spend just 30 minutes a day reading different books on psychology or how to sell more vehicles or how to treat people better, you at the end of the year will have, what is it? There's 365 days. So what's that? Like 132 hours worth of knowledge in your mind over a year's period if you just spend 30 minutes a day getting better at being able to sell vehicles and learning more about psychology. So one, the third idea would be if you just come up with, and this I've gone through a little bit with you guys, you know, come up with your own, like your own web page or your own business page in Facebook or your own YouTube channel where you can become the authority on different vehicles. Because I'm sure there are certain questions that you hear all the time. You know, like what is the gas mileage on this? What is the, you know, what are the benefits behind this vehicle? And whatever it is that you particularly sell, whether it's Toyotas or Hondas or if it's all used vehicles, you know, why not go into your service department if you have a service department and ask questions like, you know, what is this about this Toyota Sienna? What are some of the negatives? What are some of the positives? What are you seeing? You know, and really getting to know the vehicles that you're selling so that when people are coming in, you can answer questions intelligently and say, look, you know, what are you trying to get from a new car? Well, you know, we have a family, you know, we just had our fifth child and we're looking to kind of have more room for them in the car, whatever. Ask questions. And then by asking questions, you can enhance what your skill or your knowledge base is because you're not just pushing the vehicle of the day, the car du jour. You're actually listening to what their needs are and you want to sell them the outcome. Don't sell them the features. You know, you could sit there and sell, for instance, like an exercise machine, but they don't really care about the exercise machine. They care about looking good on the beach or having six-pack abs or, you know, having glutes of steel. You know, those are the outcomes. Sell the outcomes. Can you imagine how your family's going to feel when they're driving down the road and, you know, they're all sitting together and singing songs on your road trip to your vacation spot, whatever. You can sell that. And by taking the time to put yourself into a position for success by creating your own website and your own social media profiles around you and your knowledge base, and then every day or every whatever it is, once a week or once every 2 weeks, my suggestion would be at least once a week, you can create, you know, content around what questions you're hearing in the marketplace, and you could be the go-to person in your locale for, you know, Toyota Siennas or for Subaru Legacies or whatever it is. But my point for saying this is, you know, time's going to come and go and pass by no matter what, and people around your locale are going to be buying and selling their vehicles. And they're going to go somewhere. So why not go to you? Why not go to your dealership? Why not have you be the person that helps them out? Because at the end of the day, if you don't, they're going to go somewhere else and maybe not be as treated as well as what you would treat them. Or your dealership won't be able to have the opportunity of showing them why that dealership is, your dealership is so much better than another dealership. Differentiate yourself, stand out from the noise, and do something about creating a legacy for why people are going to go to you or your dealership moving forward. If they even think about buying a car, they're going to think about you. They're going to think about your dealership, and that's because you're constantly in their minds about, you know, different suggestions or public service announcements, right? For this morning, we got, you know, maybe 3 or 4 inches of snow. It would have been a cool, you know, idea if you created an article or you created a quick podcast about making sure you keep a shovel in the back of your car, or you have jumper cables just in case you ever need an emergency jump, or, you know, you have flares in case you ever need to pull alongside the road. I'm just using these as examples, but these three ideas here: one, go back, review when you didn't sell a vehicle, what you could have done better. Two, go back and look at when you did sell a vehicle, what you did, what you could have done better. You know, kind of look at that. And three, make sure you set yourself up with your own digital assets. Create a website, create your social profile. Moving forward, pay attention to the industry, what's going on, what's trending. By doing these little things every day, you're going to see huge successes over a long period of time. You know, here it is, you know, the beginning part of January, we don't have a lot of daylight. But every single day, by a minute or two, we gain a little bit more light. And then by, you know, March or April, you're going to see a significant swing in the amount of daylight that we're getting. And by June, it's going to be completely reversed, where we're going to have almost all daylight and not all that much nighttime. And you see how succession, little bits, can add up over a period of time. So hopefully you're going to take some of these ideas or suggestions and implement it. I hope you do, because you're going to see success. You still have a lot of time. It's not something that you can just sit back and coast on. You still have about 3 weeks left in the month of January. Go out there and make it the best possible day. If you're using or at least implementing some of these strategies, you know, let me know. Hit me up. If you have questions, let me know. If you want, you know, I'm all about being able to have you guys be successful. If there's questions or suggestions that you want to hear more about in the future, let me know that as well. So hopefully you guys can take away from this some knowledge that will allow you to sell more vehicles or your dealership more vehicles. And I'll see you guys again. Thanks. Take care.